The Western Caravan, and this is the Rockstar Caravan, and if you don't believe me, the next voice you'll hear is the Hall of Famer on the broadcast, Marty Brenham. And Marty, welcome to the home of Chuck Harmon, Washington, Indiana.
Yeah, you laid something on me today, Dave. I've known Chuck Harmon since I came to town, but I didn't realize this was his hometown.
This is where he's from, and matter of fact, they've named the Little League after Chuck, so it's the Chuck Harmon Little League.
They couldn't pick a better human being. I mean, he is about as first class as they come, and we're happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you made a quick stop. I know you're making a quick lunch stop right now, and then at 4 o'clock, I guess Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern, your guys will be at Eastland Plaza down in Evansville for the public event. Although, if some diehard Reds fans want to show up here before they take off, you'll probably say hello to them.
Absolutely, come on down.
A few autographs and so forth. Marty, the caravans have become very popular as we get so close to spring training and such. What, 17 days away from pitchers and catchers showing up?
Mm-hmm.
You've been with the Reds for a long time. You're going to give it another year, it sounds like. You look great, sound great. So I guess you're in it for another year or two or more, I hope.
No, thank you in both counts. I'm here for a year. I don't know after that.
Well, one year at a time, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. My entire career in Cincinnati had been devoted to signing three-year contracts, and about 3 years ago I went to him and I said, look, you know, I'm going to go one-to-one now, 1 year at a time, and we'll get together each summer, sometimes shortly after the halfway point, talk about, yeah, you want to come back, or no, I don't, one or the other. And so I have a great arrangement. I think they'll pretty much let me stay on as long as I want to do the job. But, you know, I want to eventually down the road, my health is good, and I want to do some things and go some places that I've never been because of baseball and still have my health in order to do it.
I don't blame you there. Is there a minimum number of games that you'll do this year, Marty?
You know, right now I'm going to do about 135. I can't imagine that's going to change, although, again, if something comes up during the summer that I want an extra day or two off, I just call them, give them enough advance notice and say, hey, yeah, plug somebody else in. I'm going to take those days off, and that's fine. So, at my age, and it's interesting to talk to a lot of guys that have been around a long time in my business and how, you know, the years and the age affects them. I get more mentally tired than I do physically tired.
Yeah,
I'm in pretty good shape. I walk 5 miles every day. We got into Indianapolis last night at 9:30, quarter to 10. Went downstairs. They went out to eat. I got on the treadmill, walked for 3 miles. So I pay attention to my health. And but still in all, it's a mental thing more than anything with me, getting on and off airplanes and that type of thing. But other than that, I've got the best job of anybody I know, so I'm not complaining.
I understand, and we've enjoyed listening to you for years on the radio. And let's talk about this season briefly. You've got some guests in the entourage today. Outfielder Scott Schebler, he's been a lot of fun to watch.
He's been a joy to watch. He's a young man who, as far as I'm concerned, other people may differ with me, but I really believe he brings a football player mentality to the game of baseball. He's a tough kid. He is an athletically gifted young man. You know, last year he was one of only 18 to hit 30-plus home runs, and what made it all the more impressive is the fact that he did it in his first full year in the major leagues. He'd never played a full year in the big leagues before. Had come up early during the season. In the previous season in 2016. So he's a very personable young man. You're going to enjoy talking to him. He's got an interesting background from the state of Iowa, which, as you and I both know, about as flat as his tabletop.
That's right.
And I had a grandson who went to the University of Iowa, so I know how it is. But he's a young man that's got a chance to be a very, very good player in Cincinnati.
Also with you today is pitcher Austin Bryce. Tell our listeners about Austin.
Austin's a young man who came to the Reds from the Miami Marlins last January in the same trade that brought the Reds Luis Castillo, and came to the Reds, went down to Louisville, came back totally 22 appearances for the big league team out of the bullpen, has a good arm, a kid out of North Carolina. And I think we'll be given he'll be right in the mix when spring training begins out in Goodyear, Arizona, to win a spot in that bullpen come opening day.
A name that we hope to hear more of this year, Taylor Trammell, a minor league outfielder. Tell us about Taylor.
He is a young man who came out of the state of Georgia. Last year was his rookie year as a professional player. and played at Dayton in the Midwest League and had a tremendous first year. He was up among the league Midwest League leaders in almost every offensive category. And an interesting background, because he had a major decision to make when he came out of high school, and that is to go to college and play football, Division I football, or become a professional baseball player. As a running back in high school, he broke virtually every record that Herschel Walker set as a high school player in the state of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Not only that, but he is academically was a brilliant young man. I mean, he's got a lot going for him. He's a sweet kid, very outgoing, very articulate, and he's got a real chance to be a star up here. I mean, he's a raw talent, because anytime you got a kid that comes out of high school and is playing two sports and plays them all the way through school, probably could be considered a little bit behind when he signs to play baseball, because he didn't devote all of his energies to playing that sport. He came like gangbusters last year, and I think once he gets to the big leagues, he's going to be here to stay, and I think it won't be real long before he gets there.
What's fun about the caravan, the Reds always bring along a veteran, and today we're privileged to have Dimitri Young here.
So are we. We are privileged to have Dimitri Young on our bus. He's just a delightful guy to be around, a very bright guy. When you have him on a little bit later on, ask him to tell you about the baseball card collection that he used to have.
He used to have?
And okay. What he did with it.
Okay, I'll try to bring that up.
And how much he got for it.
And we understand that Nick Kroll is with you today, the vice president and assistant
yes.
general manager. So I guess he's helping out the Castellinis, I guess, behind the scenes.
Yeah, General Manager Dick Williams, number one assistants. Every organization needs to have a guy who is on a more conversant in a more conversant position than just basically knowing the basic rules of baseball. You've got to have a guy who has almost memorized the book and knows every single nuance, every single minor rule that could affect your players as well as the players of another team. And you have one guy normally that's like that, and Nick is one of those guys. He knows the ins and outs of the rules of baseball. He oversees the professional scouting department for our club. He's a very talented guy. He's been with the team now in his 16th year.
Well, Marty, we want to welcome you again to Washington. Thanks for making this a part of your stop, and had a chance to have lunch with you on Wednesday.
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
And we understand that out of all the four different groups, this is the rock star group amongst the four caravans this year, I understand.
Yeah, we're a group that people like to cast disparaging comments about, and it's all because they're jealous, and I understand that. So we handle it with great aplomb, with great dignity, with great class, because they're always taking shots at us and said we're self-proclaimed. We are anything but that. We are a very, very special elite group of baseball-related people, and we're never afraid to talk about it.
I got a question, Marty.
Yes.
I'm on the broadcast side of things, and I love calling baseball. Of all the sports, I'm a baseball guy, always have been. What's the best view from the press box of any baseball field that you've called a game before? Where's your best view?
Boy, that's a great question, Dwayne. I'm trying to think about all the press boxes in Major League Baseball. And naturally, the broadcast booths are about as good as it gets. We have a great view from our radio booth, and most of the television booths are wide open. I mean, there's no partitions for or window frames in any of those booths. So you get a complete unimpeded view of every field if you're working on the television side. But as far as the radio is concerned, there are not too many better ones for the writing media than the one we have. Ours is really good. It's spacious. There's plenty of room for people to work. But then again, most of them are. There are a couple of ballparks in our league, PNC Park in Pittsburgh and Nationals Park in Washington, that are so high. I mean, it is incredible how high they are. They're so high that when you see a hitter make contact, the first thing you do is you look at where the outfielder is or wherever the ball is hit to see what his reaction is, because oftentimes if you don't do that, you think the ball is going to be caught and it's home run or it's an off the wall. It's really difficult when you're that high. So they would be the two worst views in baseball, but most of them are pretty good.
Who is your favorite sportscaster of all time?
Well, I think the greatest sportscaster of all time is a fellow, God rest his soul, that just passed away a few weeks ago, in Dick Enberg.
Yeah.
Who Dick never did a bad broadcast. It didn't make any difference what sport it was. The best baseball announcer who ever lived was Vin Scully with the Dodgers. And Vinny would have probably – Vinny's right up there with Enberg. The only reason I say Enberg is because Dick did a lot in every sport. Vinny did a little bit, but for years now has been retired up until he fully retired as a broadcaster with the Dodgers. But for years, he had cut everything back except the Dodgers. But Enberg was sensational. He was a part of the best three-man team in college basketball when he used to work with NBC along with Billy Packer and Al McGuire. They were the best. Did the Wimbledon tennis and was sensational. Dern did golf and learned how to play golf. Had never played golf in his life until he got the golf gig, and he went out and he learned how to play and became a decent player at a relatively late age in life. But there's so many versatile guys today, but I'd say they's probably two best.
Bob's Pizza Express, the Reds caravan has made a pit stop here as they're on their way to Evansville. And Marty, we're not going to keep you much longer. I want to give you some lunch and get you on your way here. But quick thoughts about the Reds this year. Are we going to see an improved team? Well, what's your realistic expectations for the Red Legs in 2018?
Well, first, you better see an improvement. If you don't, there are going to be some new people in high places come 2019. And it's all going to be about pitching. Last year, it was never about the offense. It was a team that hit, a team that hit a lot of home runs, led by the best hitter in the game, Joey Votto. And it was a team that played great defense. It's all about how successful the pitching can be, both in the rotation and also in the bullpen. If those two areas improve, there's no telling how good this club can be. But I think a realistic expectation for this team is to be right around 500. And that would be an improvement of about, 68, probably 12, 13 wins better than what they were last year. And it's going to take that in order to send out the expectation to the fan that this team is now beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Two or three more wins is not going to get it. And God knows, stepping back, that is, having another 90-plus losing season, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
The Hall of Fame broadcaster, Marty Brenneman, on the air today at WAMW. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David.
And always a privilege
to see you, bud.
Great job, Marty. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk to some more of our Reds who are with the caravan as the hour continues on WAMW.